You're listening to episode 2, Vocabulary in the Kitchen. Hello everyone, Kathy here, and you're listening to Angel's Podcast, the Vocabulary Playlist. In this playlist, we will focus on vocabulary words for objects, verbs, and many more. Knowing many vocabulary words and their correct pronunciation will help you express yourself better and make speaking English easier. And we're here to help you do just that. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, welcome! I hope you have a great time with us. Satya Nani once said, "A little progress each day adds up to big results." And with that, let's start! In this episode, we will talk about objects in the kitchen. I will say the word once, and you can repeat after me. All right, let's listen to some examples. Refrigerator. Kitchen counter. Stove. Rice cooker. Toaster. Coffee maker. Kettle. Microwave. Kitchen sink. Dish soap. Cabinet. Cupboard. Drawers. Dinner table. Table cloth. All right, now let's listen to a conversation between Lily and her brother Rob in their kitchen.
Lily, where's the milk?
It's in the refrigerator.
Okay, I saw it.
Rob, can you put some bread in the toaster?
Sure.
Thanks, I'll prepare the table. Where are the new plates?
They're in the cabinet.
Okay.
Lily, do you want tea? I'll boil some water in the kettle.
Sure, that would be great. Rob, after you eat, put your plates in the sink. I'll wash the dishes today.
Okay, is there any dish soap?
Yes, there is. To help you remember, let's do a quick review. Here are some vocabulary words for objects in the kitchen. Refrigerator. Kitchen counter. Stove. Rice cooker. Toaster. Coffee maker. Kettle. Microwave. Kitchen sink. Dish soap. Cabinet. Cupboard. Drawers. Dinner table. Table cloth. that's all we have for today. Thank you for learning with us. Remember to check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Podbean. Just search Angel Explorers. That's AngelExplorers. And you'll find us. Visit us on our YouTube channel if you want the transcript of our lessons. And always remember, a little progress each day adds up to big results. See you in the next lesson!